staggering images of the collapse and destruction of Ukraine's Nova Kakhovka Dam, now with NDTV, indicate the extent of the crisis and point to widespread flooding along the banks of the Dnipro River in southern Ukraine in the most significant flare-up in the war between Russia and Ukraine over the last 1 year. Ukraine accuses Russia of having destroyed the dam in an act of terror, while Russia blames Ukraine. In any event, parts of the city of Kherson, which lies along the banks of the Dnipro, have been flooded, as these images will indicate, and this impacts the lives of hundreds of thousands of people in the war-ravaged country, certainly one of the biggest events over the last 1 year to affect the war. The image that you see is a close-up of Nova Kakhovka Dam and hydroelectric facility. It's a Maxar image. It's a black and white image. But as you can see, that's just one deluge of water going across the remnants of that hydroelectric facility and dam, which has been entirely destroyed. But let's now bring you an image of the same dam earlier on when it was untouched. As you can see, that's the dam over there. The water from the south flows northwards across that dam in that image. So what we'll do now is we'll compare the images. So on the top, you can actually see what it was earlier on. That's a color image. And on the bottom of the screen, it's just one big deluge at this stage. Right. So that's what the crisis now. And what is the result of the impact of this? Well, we can now bring you an image of homes southeast of the city of Kherson before they were flooded. So this is of the 15th of May, 2023. This is in that Kherson area. It's a major city. As you can see, absolute normalcy over here. This is what this exact area looks like now. The area is completely underwater. So where you saw all of those trees, those are now lined with water. Those tree-lined avenues are now full of water. So let's compare the image of the 15th of May, of the earlier image on top, with the image below. So all that greenery is completely gone. The black and white image below, which is the new image, the entire area is of water, which has gotten into those areas which were occupied. Let's now bring you an image of the 15th of May of port facilities, again in the Kherson area. That was on the 15th of May. And this is what happened yesterday. Massive flooding, as you can see. You can see the Dnipro River there, much broader, and all of the areas around have been flooded. So let's now bring you the images before and after. Before, on top of your screen, again, you can see all the greenery over there. But the image below, which is a black and white picture, actually has or shows water through many of those areas. Finally, so those are a look at some of the areas which have been worst affected. This is what that bridge actually looked like across the dam before it actually burst. So a couple of images over there. Well, joining us now, Professor Scott Lucas and Skantayal to discuss that situation. Professor Lucas, what is the impact of the destruction, or what do you perceive to be the impact of the destruction of the dam near the city of Kherson?
Well, the immediate impact is that you're talking tens of thousands of people, 42,000 in Ukrainian territory, in Russian territory, they say up to 40,000 who are at risk. Homes have been swept away, or they could be swept away. Those people need to be evacuated. And indeed, at least on the Ukrainian side, are being evacuated already. We are talking about the longer-term damage, however, after the waters recede, which is the longer-term damage to wildlife, which has been badly affected by this. 500,000 hectares of land, which could be desert, and that is rich agricultural land, which could be useless because of this. We're talking about the destruction to the ecosystem, which will last for decades in this portion of Ukraine. So we have an immediate crisis, but we have a longer-term environmental damage and what indeed might be an environmental war, depending on who we find is responsible for this, that will just add another layer of destruction to this conflict.
Mr. Urash, can you tell us a little bit of what the impact of the destruction of this dam has been for people in Kherson and in other areas?
The reality is huge structure that is supplying light to the great good chunk of southern Ukraine. You have villages that are submerged, cities that are submerged, countless dead. Many are being evacuated at this moment. Livelihoods of millions are getting destroyed because of the destruction of the agricultural basket case of southern Ukraine. This is an act of terrorism, clear and simple. And it's not just the accusation. We have facts. So we know this is 105th Brigade of the Russian Army that have done this with the names. We have the evidence. So and this will see a consequence for the Russians that are doing this in every single venue that Russia is part of, because what they are doing is creating this humanity that must be punished in every way.
All right. And Mr. Yurash, does this destruction come at a time when Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive?
The reality is counteroffensive will happen not on pages of history books, but the reality is not something you want for the press release. The fact of the matter is we have had successes all over the front lines time and time again throughout this war. We pushed the Russians out of our capital, pushed the Russians out of our north, pushed them in the east, relieving our second biggest city, Kharkiv, and retaking Kherson at that. We've seen also various different tracts of land that we have taken around the city of Bakhmut and other steps. But the point is the counteroffensive is not something you watch through press release. So.
Okay. You know, there has been discussion about what a peace proposal can be, what a peace plan can be. And it's very preliminary because the Ukrainians are very clear what they want. And the Russians aren't really budging at all. But do you believe that after this particular incident, the possibility of any peace plan, you know, is much further away than it's been even in the recent past?
Yes, I think the development is very unfortunate, and this pushes the two sides even more further apart. But U.S. is belligerent, and I don't think President Biden, now the election season is coming up.
Sure.
He will show any
Ambassador, just half a second. We've got Sergei Shtrokan. He's a journalist and columnist with Kommersant, a publishing house in Moscow. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Shtrokan. You know, I mean, there's this blame game between Russia and Ukraine on who may be responsible for that. Be that as it may, do you accept that Russia and Ukraine are further away from a peace than ever before as a result of the destruction of this dam?
Let me start by saying that the situation is extremely dangerous. It is aggravating, and it seems that it is getting out of control. Basically, there are two big stories. One story is a much advertised Ukrainian army grand offensive, which has already started. Of course, we can argue whether Ukraine is already using its full potential, which was reinforced by United States and NATO arms supply. And the second big story, obviously, is the ecological catastrophe, which is coming as an outcome of blowing up this dam at Dnieper River. In addition to that, Ukraine is launching bold cross-border attacks using subversive groups attacking Russia's neighboring regions. You're in India aware of those kind of attacks which took place in Kashmir. So all in all, it seems that Ukraine is actually waging the war against Russia on two fronts. One front is two regular armies involved in combat. And the second is subversive acts, which we describe as terrorism, but which are described by the West as self-defense by Ukraine, which looks a hypocrisy to us, because what sort of self-defense can be in blowing a dam?
But Mr. Shtrokan, refer to as terrorist acts, I think many people in Ukraine would refer to Russia's attempt at invading Ukraine as being an entirely terrorist act.
Let me explain. So the basic difference is that we deliberately are not targeting civil infrastructure.
I'm sorry, sir. That's just factually incorrect. That's just factually incorrect, sir. On a daily basis, we broadcast footage and video showing attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure. Even a few months back, 70% of their power generation infrastructure had been destroyed. That's a fact, sir. So let's. I mean, we know that as a fact. It's been established quite clearly, sir, so through footage.
Listen, you wanted to listen to a guest from Russia, so you wanted to hear Russia's perspective, correct? So probably you are preoccupied with the stuff which you are, media stuff which you are getting from Western media. But again, once again, we have not made any deliberate attacks on civilian infrastructure the same way as Ukraine is doing that. Okay. Ukraine was shelling Zaporozhye atomic station. We are not doing that. We could have done that. We are not blowing up bridges. We are not blowing up dams on Ukrainian territory. We could have done that. This is the basic difference. And I kindly request you to try to understand this reality and not to be preoccupied with Western media stereotypes. But anyway, you see, I think that we have to put aside this blame game and to try to find the solution, how to find out the solution, since it seems that the situation is getting out of control.
I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.